أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب، ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. We read in the previous surah that how Allah Ta'ala's help had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here too, he was in Makkah Sharif, and oppression, zulm that was made, he was forced to leave Makkah Sharif just with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. And Allah shows that the help that came to Allah Ta'ala, that within a few years Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and conquered Makkah Sharif with 10,000 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had the quality of the Malaika, and in fact they surpassed the Malaika also. And in this way Allah's great help had come. Yeah, in this surah, Allah Ta'ala shows that those who oppose the deen of Allah Ta'ala, who oppose Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Lahab particularly amongst them, of others also, how they were destroyed and what great humiliation and disgrace they faced in this world also, and continuously till the day of Qiyamah, and then in Jahannam also. This, when Allah Ta'ala had revealed the ayat, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, stand up and warn the people now. And in another ayat, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, warn your close family people, start with your family people and warn them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Buthai, Makkah, and on the Mount of Safa, he climbed on the Mount of Safa, and then he called out to his people, Ya Sabaha, Ya Sabaha. That is a call for a very, very important announcement, some a great emergency. So all the people had gathered, the people of his clan and all, they gathered there. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them, if I have to tell you that behind this mountain there is an army here and they are ready to attack you, will you believe me? They all said that, جَرَّبْنَاكَ مِرَارًا, we had tested you very, very many times. مَا وَجَدْنَاكَ إِلَّا صِدْقًا, we found nothing but truthful in you. The ulama explained a very beautiful point here. Even the mushriks of Makkah, they also, and the non-believers, they also knew the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that they did not use the word lying with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we never found you lying. That word also they did not associate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, we found you a mujassam as siddiq. You are an embodiment of truthfulness. We will definitely believe you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'm warning you of a very serious punishment if you don't believe. On that occasion, then Abu Lahab climbed the mountain and told Tabban Yadak that may you be destroyed. That Alihada Jama'atana, is it for this that you gathered us? You gave us trouble for this. In other words, this was not something so important or anything, not even in fact, na'uzubillah, after so many years, over 40 years of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now just this, they were not prepared to accept. And in some riwayat, it comes that he took a stone and hurled it at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat to the surah, and this is also one of the early surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif. Allah says, Tabbat yada abi lahab wa tab. Toot ke haat abi lahab ke, or toot gaya wa aap. That the hands of Abu Lahab be destroyed. And may he himself also be completely destroyed. He wants to destroy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, show this great disrespect and this great dishonor to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala described that he himself will be totally destroyed. And Abu Lahab, the father of flames, that was the one aspect the ulama explained. His face was so radiant, like flames are coming out. Bright flames, like he was extremely handsome also. He was the lead leader of the Quraysh also, and he was a very wealthy person also. His wife Arwa bint Harb, she was extremely beautiful and from a very top family also, very respectful, honorable family. But Allah shows that, and he was the uncle, the paternal uncle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, Abdullah's brother. No matter even its family relationships, no matter how rich you are, no matter what position you hold, but if you oppose the deen of Allah Ta'ala and you oppose the Rasul of Allah and his vicegerents, those who are the true heirs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you oppose them because of the deen they teach, then be aware that the consequences can be very, very dangerous. And the suffering, you know, even in this world can be very, very dangerous. Also, it is said that now that he has become the father of the flames also, and that is the flames of Jahannam. He will be facing those flames all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says that may his hand be broken, and he himself also has broken himself, he has destroyed himself also. Abu Lahab, he used to do this also, that when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to give the da'wah of Islam, then he should walk behind him and pelt stones at him. So much so that the blood used to flow from the feet of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he should tell all the people, don't believe in him. Na'uzu billah, he's a liar, he's an imposter. And he is telling you about things about after death. We want things in this life. That they could not believe, it was very, very difficult for them to accept the concept that we'll come back to life again and that we will be responsible for our actions. And he is promising you and telling you things about the Akhirat. We want things here in this world here. So in this way, he used to cause great harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of his sons was also an arch enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And na'uzubillah, once he spat in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala decreed that he will be destroyed. And he was destroyed once when he was traveling in the desert and a lion came and mauled him and broke his body into pieces and nothing was left of him. So, and then his wife also we see in front that what her condition also became. And Abu Lahab suffered a terrible consequence in this world also, and then of course in the Akhirat what he's going to face and what his consequence was in this world, as we will read in front, then it's a great lesson for us also not to oppose the deen of Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever, and never to oppose the people who stand for the deen of Allah. Those who stand for the true deen of Allah, we many times make jokes and mock at them and we rebuke them, we belittle them. These are very dangerous things for us to do. If we can't follow the deen, it is our weakness. We should make tawbah and istighfar. But especially those who stand for the deen, we should actually support them. But if we don't support them, don't go against them. There is a great lesson in the surah for all of us to learn.